This is the Chaz and AJ Friday After Show. You can watch it as it happens on Facebook Live at WPLR-FM or subscribe to Chaz and AJ wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Friday After Show. I'm Chaz, that's AJ.
Hey!
And John is over there.
Hello.
Phil is home.
Right.
And Ashley is home.
They're both naughty.
It's been a weird week coming back.
It has been.
Super weird.
Right.
I had a feeling Wednesday when we were on vacation, Phil and Ashley would not be coming back. As
really?
The stories progressed and it got worse.
Yeah.
And we started, you know, just sectioning people off. And like, if you have a cough, you can't be over here.
Right.
I don't think these guys are going to be on an airplane and then a couple of days later in our building.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
I sent him a text message over the weekend because you know, I work in a school district. I was like, oh, if you want some school inside info. And then he goes, oh, I'm in San Francisco. And I was like, oh, that's a bad place to be.
Yeah. Not a great place.
Yes.
Yeah. And just on an airplane, not great.
Exactly. A long tube of germs.
So the company put them on ice for 2 weeks.
Right.
They just want to be cautious.
Of course.
The whole place can shut down if one person walks in here with it.
One sneeze, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
So you're a school teacher.
Well, I'm a paraprofessional.
What does that mean?
It's like a teacher's aide. It's like a nurse to a doctor. It would be a para to a teacher.
You're one level away from being a full-blown teacher.
Kind of. Yeah. It's a full-time position, but it's not a certified position.
So do you get paid while you're off?
Yeah, I do.
Nice.
Yeah, I do. And I'm very full-time here now. So.
And are you sending lessons to the kids, or that's the teacher who does that?
No, that's the teacher who would do that. I'm on the hook for like emails, and I have to stay like current on what's going on and everything like that, because you know, if they suddenly say, hey, you got to be here, then I got to be there.
Exactly. And when is there a projected date for return?
I mean, the projected date before the press conference with Lamont a couple of like a week ago was the 26th. I mean, that wasn't going to happen no matter what.
I heard the 31st, actually.
If Stanford, well, now it's mandatory the 31st.
Gotcha.
And I know that Stanford
of this month,
mandatory right has now to be closed till the 31st.
Right now.
Oh,
but they can like up the dime into April.
Mandatory until doesn't mean mandatory coming back on that date.
No. No,
this
in
could
fact,
be
Stanford.
April.
You have no idea.
So Stanford
changing
decided
rules
to go.
Of, you know, graduation and.
So they waived the 180-day school year. You don't have to be in school for 180 days.
Most kids aren't anyway.
And also, if your school is doing distance learning, which almost every public school is, then these days off count as school days.
My senior year, I was never in school.
No.
I was in the parking lot.
Yep. Wow. Yeah.
Playing Frisbee, drinking beer.
That's crazy.
Stuff. Couldn't tell, could you?
No, not at all.
Had no effect on me at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird. The whole thing is weird.
Yeah.
You know, and depending on when you talk to me, some days I feel like it's just overdone.
Yeah.
If you do the math, people over 80 have a 15% fatality rate with this.
Yeah.
People over 80.
Yeah.
Can we do the numbers on people over 80 just dying of old age?
Right.
That has to be a pretty high fatality rate.
Yeah, I mean, there are some young 80s, but there are some
80s, I agree.
Like 90.
I agree.
Yeah.
And otherwise healthy 80-year-olds, you know?
Right. Yeah, I mean, if you've been taking care of yourself the whole life and you're in 80s, I think you got a good shot. If you smoked your ass off, you've like had problems since like you were 50 and stuff like that, and you're in your 80s, well, you got a challenge.
Right. Betty White is still around, though.
Look at her. She's 97.
I think when you're over 80, you're one flu, case of pneumonia, slip in the bathtub,
you can join.
Away from things going
south
very fast.
Rapid rate, right.
No matter what your health.
Like a slide.
I think the people in their 50s and 60s who smoked a lot, not in great physical condition, are at risk for this. But, you know, when you look around at what's happening, everything's shut down. Food stores are being cleaned out.
Yep.
I don't know. We'll see.
That's kind of overboard, people. You don't need that much toilet paper. You don't have to hoard stuff. You really don't. I mean, no one's shutting down the food stores. It's never going to happen. They may reduce hours, but they're never going to shut because people have to eat.
Yeah.
But it is like people always have to jump to the worst case scenario. It's like snowstorms. Why? Why does it have to be that
bad? Milk and bread. Why?
When do we ever get that much snow in Connecticut?
That's funny. Like, the only thing we didn't grab is milk and bread this time.
Right. Actually,
the milk and bread not going.
I was able to find both of those things with no problem.
Exactly. Yeah.
But I walk around right now. I have short sleeves on.
Yeah, same.
So there's no way to really protect yourself. So it's wash your hands, all that stuff. It helps.
Yeah, don't touch your face.
But so I'll be in the studio. I use the hand sanitizer.
I've watched
so my hands are clean. Mm. So I use my shoulder to open the door because it opens
out. I use my elbows.
Okay, so I use my shoulder. I could walk all the way through to the front doors without touching anything.
Right.
Then I use my shoulder to open the door.
Mm. Okay.
Okay, and then I use my shoulder to open the two men's room doors.
Right.
And then I'm at the urinal.
Right.
Okay, now when I'm done.
You use your elbow to flush the thing.
Ah.
Well, with the short sleeves, though.
Yeah.
I can't wash my elbow in the bathroom
sink.
Well,
you know what? How are you going to lick your elbow? The elbow's not going to be anywhere near your food.
Yeah. No, so you use the hand, you wash the hands, and then what I've been, I like how
take
they have
towel.
The little.
Take the towel and use it to shut the
you
water
take the
off,
towel.
Open the door, open the other door.
Hold it. You're missing a step.
What's that? What's that? What's that? Wash
okay,
hands?
So you hit the urinal.
Yes, with my elbow.
Okay. I'm not talking weirdos. I'm talking normal people. You touch the urinal with your hand.
You know what I mean? Me, do you?
Right. And then you go over to the sink. You wash your hands.
Yes.
What's the next step when you're done washing your hands?
I shut the water off. Oh, well, no.
Boom.
No.
Done.
Wrong.
But he
oh,
said, though.
Paper towel?
He said grab the paper towel.
Paper towel first. Right. Wipe my hands off, then use the paper towel to shut the water off.
Okay. And then
keep
use the paper. Use that paper towel all the way back.
Exactly.
Yeah.
To open the doors in the front, then I get rid of it by Henry's garbage or the garbage on the way in, and I take the hand sanitizer that's right by the door, use that as I'm entering the studio, use my elbows to get back in the studio.
Yeah, but then you walk into the studio and you touch something.
Not everything
has been wiped down.
I wipe down everything that I touch, even the copy machine.
What about under the counter? So if you're on a chair, let's just say your desk.
Yeah.
Right? You're sitting at your desk.
Yeah.
Right.
Or your workbench.
Right.
You've wiped everything down, and now you're sitting on the chair with wheels, and you go to pull yourself in.
Yeah.
There's that spot underneath.
See, I don't do that.
I just adjusted the height of this chair.
What I do
is definitely something on that.
I stand most of the show, but when I do sit down for a little bit, I take the chair physically with my hands, and I roll it to where I'm going to be.
Okay, I'm just saying.
It's got every workaround possible.
Way.
I'm a weirdo, so I do things extreme.
No, that's fine, but still, I wish we could track it, you know? Like, I wish we would turn different colors if we touch something that hasn't been sterilized.
Like a blue light
thing? Like a black light thing.
Right,
like a black light thing.
What they should do is, they have a camera facing the door. They should have video footage of us leaving, with our shoulders or our elbows. That'd be a hilarious video.
Oh, I'm sure management. You know, there's a couple people who are watching.
I noticed a couple of times that the cameras in the studio were on at like 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm wondering, like, someone's watching me, making sure I'm wiping everything down.
That's someone specifically looking for you.
That was actually twice this week. It happened today. I'm like, the light's on.
I think that's just someone's leaving the whole system on.
I don't know. I wasn't sure. I mean,
be more general so folks can relate.
Exactly right.
Right. Not to your weird world.
Thank you.
Everyone's watching the AJ Mon to see if you're wiping stuff down.
Well, it's about time they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The company has done a good job keeping in front of this.
This week.
Really
yep.
good.
This week.
This really week. Good.
We got a few more weeks to go. Yeah. So far, so good.
Yeah, so Phil and Ashley are out. We're down half a show.
Right.
Right? So Andrew comes in.
Yep.
And then, like, on Wednesday, someone in his building might be getting tested for this. We're like, oh, man.
Right. So, just because he's in the vicinity.
Right. Know. And then in comes John. So right.
Yeah, that was very
lucky.
That was funny. I was doing traffic, and then Alan comes over to me, just goes like, we need to have a conversation. And I was like, oh, God, what did I do?
Right.
Yeah, boss comes over and says, we need to have a conversation.
If they say, come to my office and close the door, you're fucked.
You never think, I'm going to get more hours.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. But no, yeah, he had me come in and do this.
Yeah.
Where I started.
Look at you.
Now, John, do you have any supplies at the house? You have a 7-month-old.
Yeah.
You're married.
Oh, yeah.
You have any pets?
No pets.
Okay,
no pets.
Good.
Yeah.
A 7-month-old is a handful. So if you have a pet and a 7-month-old.
A 7-month-old is a pet, basically.
They both poop in a box.
He's a pet.
Yeah.
Right. So do you have any supplies at the house?
We didn't really stock up that much. I mean, we got my wife's a total germaphobe. So we got a lot of vinegar at that.
Was she a germaphobe before this?
Yes, she was.
Oh boy,
and that's kind of no. You know what though? It's almost made it like an easier transition because like we were already going pretty hard.
Gotcha.
With the keeping everything clean. The biggest thing, and I noticed this was a missing thing at a lot of like Stop and Shops or Whole Foods, wherever you shop, is vinegar. She always has a spray bottle of vinegar. And everything in the house gets sprayed with the vinegar constantly.
So it's like
the white vinegar.
In your house or what?
Someone we walk in your house, it smells like a salad.
It kind of does.
Yeah, it's summer's eve.
If she's had a particularly stressful day, it will absolutely smell like vinegar when I walk
in. How many
salad? Most definitely.
Right.
Most definitely.
Okay?
And that story I told on the air today was true.
You could open the door and know what kind of day you're going to have. Like, oh boy. It's heavy. It's vinegar level 10.
Even worse, she used oil and vinegar this time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Slippery.
Exactly.
So no, but that story I told about her yelling at the chicken wing guy to leave it on the corner was
right.
True. Like that happened just a couple of days ago. We ordered wings and the wings arrived and she's like, "No, just leave it there over there. We're going to go get it." The guy like looks at us like, "Really?"
It's
like,
bizarre.
Like,
yeah.
"Dude, just get back in your car." Yeah, it's a long
story.
Seems
too insulted. It's like, "I'm so glad I spit in those wings."
He was definitely a little insulted.
Yeah, a little.
Definitely.
No, and I don't think he should be. I think you should get it. If you're delivering food to people now, you know why you're delivering the food.
Right.
It's because people like you guys didn't want to go out to a restaurant because of what could happen, even though you're getting takeout.
He felt less guilty. He has brakes really hard, and the wings hit the floor, and he had to pick them up off the floor and put them back in the little container.
That's the thing.
It was,
all right,
it
so
was funny, though.
Think about how sterile do you think the packaging is, right?
Yeah.
So even if someone has gloves on, if they're sick, it's on the gloves. They touch the food.
Right.
The food goes in the package. They touch the package.
You touch the package.
Now it goes to the guy or girl who's going to deliver it. They touch it, right?
Yeah.
And it's going to sit on their passenger side seat probably while they're driving
and
to deliver it to you.
That.
And who sat on that last?
And then it comes to, so now, Jennifer and I went through this yesterday. We got takeout, right? And then I bring it in and I say, okay, we're taking everything out of the packages. I normally like pizza to stay in the box with the top closed to stay warm.
Of course.
Everything comes out of the packages. We get it all prepared to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Then we wash our hands.
Right.
Then we could touch the food.
There you go. Stay smart.
That was good.
It's a lot of work.
We did the exact same thing. It is a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
So, and you know what's going to happen. We're vigilant for the first few days, and then what happens?
You get lazy.
You become,
start sliding.
Exactly.
Every time.
Right. I'm still fine.
Yeah. That guy handles coronavirus. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's okay. I'm going to lick this door and I'm outside the public subway or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Hey, Flubble.
Hey, there you go. See?
We've missed him.
I know. Yeah, I've been good this week.
All right. Hope everyone's good, and hope you guys enjoyed the show. We appreciate you guys calling in. Wow.
Right.
There was a lot of stuff this week.
Yeah.
Yep. And
scientists and pharmacists and doctors and ER managers and folks calling in with experiences from the supermarkets.
Right.
And mayors and first selectmen.
People being tested.
State police.
Yeah, all this stuff.
Yeah. Pretty incredible.
Good stuff.
So, all right. Have a great weekend. There's nothing to do. There's no events.
Right. Just stay clean.
Yeah. Stay clean.
Stay clean.
And good luck.
Yes.
And hopefully we'll see everyone back Monday.
And stop hoarding toilet paper.
Right.
Yeah, don't do that.
I'm down to 11 rolls.
Oh, look out. Weekend's coming up.
All right. Have a great week. We'll see you soon.
Yep.
The Chaz and AJ Friday After Show. Catch Chaz and AJ in the morning, daily from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. on 99.1 PLR in New Haven, Connecticut.